Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us today. Our lesson is called Home Away From Home, and it's written by Pauline Lin, who is the former TV director here at Studio Classroom, actually. So we're going to learn about her experiences after she moved with her family to the United States. Well, moving is not an easy experience for everybody. Have you ever moved before? How do you feel about moving? What do you think about moving, Carolyn?
Well, I don't actually have very much experience with moving because I don't remember really moving until I came to Taipei. It was really my first moving experience, and it was not very easy because I couldn't bring many of my things with me on the plane. Have you ever had to move, Gabe?
Oh my goodness. Yes, I've had to move many times in my life. So much so that now I have very few things. Moving so much has kind of forced me to throw away some unnecessary things. Which is good, I guess. Well, we're going to learn about moving or being at a home away from home with Pauline's experiences. Let's get started with the first reading of today's lesson.
Home away from home. New experiences are waiting for everyone. We are finally settled down in a suburb near Washington, D.C. This is where we will be staying for 3 years. When my husband was asked to transfer to his company's office here, we knew our lives would change. My two teenage daughters had to leave their friends and comfort zone in Taipei. They will need to adjust to a new educational system. Will they be able to survive at a new school? Can they function well in a foreign language? Will they feel frustrated and homesick a lot? Only time will tell.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Have you ever moved to a new place? Maybe for college or maybe for a job? I have. It's hard. In our new Life in America series, we'll be learning all about former Studio Classroom staffer Pauline Lin and her family's experience adjusting to a new environment. Before we start, let's take a look at our key words. Suburb. Suburb is a noun. It takes about a half hour to drive from my house in a suburb to the city center. Frustrate. Frustrate is a verb. The difficult homework left the students feeling frustrated. Overcome. Overcome is a verb. That actor had to overcome many challenges to become successful. Make the most of. Make the most of is an idiom. Make the most of your trip to Europe. You don't know if you'll go again. Your more information words are comfort zone. Comfort zone is a noun. Embrace. Embrace is a verb. Let's get started.
Well, adjusting to life in a new city that you've just moved to can be a bit of a challenge. And at the beginning of our article, we see new experiences are waiting for everyone. So no matter where you go, you are sure to experience something new when you move. And our article begins, we are finally settled down in a suburb near Washington, D.C. So Pauline and her family have settled down in a suburb. And suburb is a great word here. What exactly does suburb mean, Gabe?
Well, the suburbs of a city are part of the city, but not downtown, not the main part. They're kind of the surrounding neighborhoods. So there are still lots of people, but not as many people as downtown. But it's also not the countryside. It's not rural. It's the suburbs of a city.
So it is suburban. We know that urban means city. It is a suburb, part of the city, but a little further away from the center of the city. Now, there's another phrase in there you mentioned, Gabe.
That's right. Well, in part of this sentence, we see the phrase settled down. And I think that Liz is going to share more with us in the grammar gym.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In our Life in America article, we read, we are finally settled down in a suburb near Washington, D.C. And that's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus is on the idiom, to settle down. To settle down has several different meanings, but in today's sentence, it means to begin living in a place in a stable and orderly way. So, in the case of today's sentence, the writer is saying that life in their new home near Washington, D.C. is finally starting to become much more orderly and stable. We usually use settle down to talk about someone moving to a new place to start a new home. For example, after working in Asia for several years, the American businessman decided to settle down in Hong Kong. Or, Mr. and Mrs. Lin wish their children could settle down near them, but all three sons live overseas. So friends, give this phrase a try and discuss with your friends where they would like to settle down. And if you have a copy of this month's magazine, be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more examples. And this is Liz from the Grammar Gym. I'll see you all next time.
Thank you, Liz. So Pauline's family is settled down. They're not moving anywhere now, and we're continuing with her lesson. This is where we will be staying for 3 years. So they really are settled down if they're planning on staying somewhere for that amount of time.
That's right, and we continue in our article. When my husband was asked to transfer to his company's office here, we knew our lives would change. So her husband was asked to transfer to another city where his company, the company that he worked for, had another office. Now, transfer is a really great word. If you transfer, that means that you go to another place. And here he is transferring jobs. He is changing the location of his job, but he is not actually changing the job that he has.
And Carolyn, I want to say that maybe even within a company, you could transfer from one department to another department. So your responsibilities are a little bit different. You could also say you're transferring your responsibilities to another person. So it's kind of this idea of change.
That's right. And it is a really great word. Well, continuing in our article, we see my two teenage daughters had to leave their friends and comfort zone in Taipei. Well, it's very difficult when you're moving if you have to leave your friends and to leave your comfort zone. And that's a really great phrase. It means that you are comfortable in that place, in that zone. Mm-hmm. How else can you use this, Gabe?
Well, Carolyn, I think that almost everybody has a comfort zone. Very few people are always moving from one place to another so that they're never comfortable anywhere. Most of us have a comfort zone, a comfortable area. What is your comfort zone? Actually, I live in Taipei, and so Taipei is kind of like my comfort zone.
That's right. Well, we have a few more things to learn with Stephen Ken in the Information Cloud.
If you're between the ages of 13 and 19, you are a teenager.
Why? Just say the numbers out loud. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Only the numbers between 12 and 20 have the word teen in them. That's why we use the term teenager.
If someone is not quite old enough to be a teenager, we might call that person a preteen. Someone between the ages of, say, 9 and 12 would be a preteen.
Another word for preteen is tween, which is mainly used in the U.S. A tween is a child between middle childhood and adolescence.
Yes, tween is actually a combination of the words teen and between. The term is often used by marketers who are trying to sell products to kids in the tween age range. Now, Ken, you just used the word adolescence. What's that?
Adolescence is that period of transition between youth and maturity.
Okay, so someone who is transitioning between childhood and adulthood can be called an adolescent.
Adolescent 是名词，表示青春期，把字尾改成 T, adolescent 变成人，青少年。另外 teenager 也是指青少年，但是指的是13到19岁的青少年，因为只有13到19的英文当中才有 teen 这个字。今天课文的作者呢，就提到他有 two teenage daughters, 两个青春期的 女儿。再小一点的年龄呢，从9到12岁是所谓的 preteen 少年。那这个阶段的孩子呢，在英文还有一个字 twin。twin 就是由 teen 跟 between 所组合成的一个新字。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Well, moving on, Pauline writes, they will need to adjust to a new educational system. So she's talking about her two teenage daughters, and they need to adjust to some changes. An educational system. Well, in different countries, the educational systems are a little bit different. One thing that comes to my mind is that in Asia, high school is only 3 years, or in many places, it's only 3 years, whereas in the United States, it is usually 4 years in high school. That's just one little difference.
Well, and they're also going to be studying in a different language. Mm-hmm. They will be studying in English now instead of in Chinese. So this could be a bit of a concern. And Pauline goes on to list some other concerns with these questions. Will they be able to survive at a new school? Can they survive there, Gabe?
Well, can they survive? That's a good question. This word is in quotes because usually the word survive means to live and not die. But of course they're not going to die. They will survive. This just means can they stay encouraged and not give up? That's kind of what it means to survive in a new place, to stay encouraged and not give up.
And she also asks, can they function well in a foreign language now that they're going to be taking their classes in English instead of Chinese? And she has another question here. Will they feel frustrated and homesick a lot? And in this sentence, we see this word frustrated. If you are frustrated, what does that mean, Gabe?
Carolyn, when I feel frustrated, that means I feel upset about something, usually something that I can't control. So I feel frustrated. Sometimes miscommunication will make me feel frustrated. I say something and the other person doesn't understand. Or maybe I misunderstand them. And so we both just feel frustrated. So, Carolyn, do you ever feel frustrated?
Sometimes, and I think especially when you move, you can feel very frustrated trying to adjust to a new city and a new life. And in the last sentence here, she says, only time will tell. If only time will tell, then these answers to these questions are not clear right now, but in the future, they will know the answers. Well, now it's time to learn something more with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 comfort zone 这个名词。Comfort 是指舒适， zone 是指区域，所以 comfort zone 是指一个令人感到舒服或放松的范围。例如 studying abroad means stepping out of one's comfort zone， 到国外读书代表必须要离开自己舒适的范围，或者是 staying in your comfort zone only limits your growth， 固执不离开自己舒适的范围只会限制你的成长。继续我们看的是 frustrate 这个动词。Frustrate 是指使挫折或阻挠，例如 All these difficult math questions frustrate me， 这一大堆困难的数学题目让我觉得很挫折。课文提到它的过去分词 frustrated， 在这里是当形容词使用，意思是指感到挫折的或者是泄气的。例如 The coach feels frustrated because he can't see any effort from the team， 教练觉得很挫败，因为他看不到任何球员的努力。
In our lesson, Home Away From Home today, We're learning with Pauline and her family as they have decided to move away from their comfort zone of Taipei and live in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. This is not an easy decision, but they had a lot of questions that they needed to answer as well because they had two teenage daughters, and so they're wondering how they will adjust to this new life. There are many questions that can only be answered in time, but we're going to see how Pauline finishes her story for today. Let's get started with the second reading of our lesson today.
Home away from home. But we decided to accept the offer, so we are bravely embracing this challenge. We have decided we can overcome any difficulties. We also decided to make the most of it. We plan to travel, explore, and learn about real American culture and life. Large numbers of tourists come here to see the White House, the Pentagon, Capitol Hill, and the Smithsonian. We plan to go too.
It sounds like Pauline and her family will be very busy because they have so many great places that they can visit around Washington, D.C. Well, at the beginning of this section of the reading, we see, but we decided to accept the offer, so we are bravely embracing this challenge. They are bravely embracing the challenge of living in the United States after moving from their home in Taipei. Well, if you embrace something, what does that mean, Gabe?
Usually I think about this as like hugging something, not letting it go. So you might embrace your friend when you haven't seen them for a long time. But we're talking about embracing a challenge here. That means not being afraid of it. It's the opposite of fearing it. You're embracing it. You're taking it on, letting it be a part of you. Can you embrace other things in life? Well, yeah, if you go to a different country, you might embrace that culture. What else might you embrace, Carolyn?
Well, you can embrace many different kinds of things, and you can embrace the challenge, you can embrace the culture. It is a very useful word. Well, continuing on, we see, we have decided we can overcome any difficulties. So if they can overcome them, then the challenge is no longer there. You can overcome difficulties. How else can you use this word, Gabe?
Well, if you have a challenge and you're not sure how to get through it, don't give up. I'm sure that you can overcome. You can do what you need to do to overcome that challenge.
That's right. And we see that Pauline and her family, we also decided to make the most of it. And if you make the most of something, then you do your very best in the situation that you are in now. How can you make the most of something, Gabe?
Well, I really like this idiom, to make the most of something. So let's say, for example, that you are going on vacation and you want to make the most of your trip. That means you don't just sit inside your hotel room watching TV. Please don't do that. If you're going to another country on vacation, make the most of your time. Get to know the country and the culture. Make the most of it.
It is great to make the most of your time, to spend your time wisely. If you are trying to learn English, then you should make the most of your time and practice if you have a few spare minutes. There's always time to practice, so make the most of it.
That's right, make the most of it. Well, we continue our lesson here. Pauline says, we plan to travel, explore, and learn about real American culture and life. So it sounds like they are going to make the most of their time in the United States. Now, Carolyn, this word real here is in quotation marks. What does that mean?
Well, usually if something is in quotation marks, then it has a slightly different meaning. And so if you have real American life, it's not just what you see in movies, on TV, maybe on the internet, but they actually get to experience the real life of Americans in Washington, D.C.
That's a great way to put it. Well, right now it's time for us to experience a real slideshow, some pictures that Pauline and her family have taken while living in the United States. Let's do that now.
Those were some very lovely pictures. Thank you for sharing those with us. Well, continuing on, we see large numbers of tourists come here to see the White House, the Pentagon, Capitol Hill, and the Smithsonian. Those are some very famous locations around D.C. because it's the capital of the United States. Have you ever been to those places, Gabe?
Oh, great question. I've been to D.C. I've seen the White House, but not really up close. And I've been to the Smithsonian. That's a museum there in Washington, D.C. You can learn a lot about some history in the United States and see some cool things at the Smithsonian. Carolyn, did you ever go to any of these places?
Well, I actually worked in Washington, D.C. for a summer. Yeah, it was a really amazing experience, and I was working on Capitol Hill. So I have been to Capitol Hill many times, and I've also gone past the Pentagon, seen the White House, and visited several of the Smithsonian museums because they have many different kinds of museums.
That's right. Well, D.C. is an exciting place to visit if you ever get a chance to go. And as Pauline wrote here, we plan to go too. So they've heard about these famous places and they also plan to go. Well, right now it's time for us to go and visit Michelle in the language lab.
好，接下来我们看的是 embrace 这个动词。embrace 本来是指拥抱，例如 ，As soon as Bob arrived at the gate, his son came forward to embrace him. Bob 一到达登机门，他儿子就立刻上前拥抱他。embrace 在今天的课文中有欣然接受的意思。例如 ，Greg embraced a golden opportunity to work at the top law firm in the state.Greg 欣然接受这个在本州顶尖法律事务所工作的大好机会。所以我们看的是 make the most of 这个成语 most 是指最大限度所以 make the most of something 是指充分利用某个事物例如 we made the most of the facilities at the hotel while we were staying there 我们住在这家旅馆的时候充分地利用了他们所有的设施或者是 during the banquet Edward made the most of an opportunity to make connections 宴会的时候 Edward 充分利用机会建立他的人脉Now I'll give the time back to our teachers.
Today we've had a lot of fun learning about Pauline and her family and their move to the United States, to Washington, D.C. And it kind of makes me wonder, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would you choose to live? Gabe, is there some place that you would really love to live?
That's a great question, because usually I might think about places I've been to because I kind of know what they are like. But I'm going to say somewhere in South America, because I've never been there, and from what I hear, the lifestyles are pretty laid back, which suits my personality. That's just one reason why I might want to go and move or live there.
Well, that does sound very interesting. It would be quite an adventure to go to South America and live there if you've never been. I really like places that are convenient, have good food, friendly people. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's why I'm very happy right now living in Taipei. It's a really wonderful place to live. Well, we've had a great time today learning from Pauline and her family's experiences in the United States, and we still have more to learn from her tomorrow in our lesson here on Studio Classroom. See you then!
Have a great day!
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.Chapter 16, Widow Douglas's Party. It seemed quite late when Tom and Huck took Dan Smith's boat back to its place near the village.
Now, Huck,
said Tom,
we'll hide the money in the roof space above the Welshman's wood store, and I'll come up in the morning and we'll count and divide.Then we'll find a place out in the forest where it will be safe. Just lie quietly here and watch the bags while I run and get Benny Taylor's little handcart.
He disappeared and came back with the cart. The bags of money were soon on the cart, covered with some old pieces of cloth, and Tom started pulling the hand cart behind him. When the boys reached the Welshman's fence, they stopped to rest. They were just going to move on towards the wood store when Mr. Jones, the Welshman, came out of his house.
"Hello,"
he said.
"Who's that?"
"Huck and Tom Sawyer."
"Good. Come along with me, boys. Everybody's waiting."
And he took the hand cart and led them to Widow Douglas's house. He left the hand cart at the door and pushed Huck and Tom into the widow's sitting room. Everybody important was there. The Thatchers, the Harpers, the Rogerses, Aunt Polly with Sid and Mary, the minister, and a number of others, all wearing their best clothes. The widow received the two boys very kindly. It didn't seem to matter to her that they were covered with dirt from the cave and candle drippings. But Aunt Polly's face was very red as she looked at Tom's clothes.
"Come with me,"
the widow said, and she led the boys to a bedroom and said,
"Now wash and dress yourselves. Here are two new suits of clothes, shirts, everything. They're Huck's. No, don't thank me, Huck. Mr. Jones bought one and I bought the other. But they'll fit both of you. Get into them. We'll wait. Come down when you're ready."
Then she left the room. Huck said,
"Tom, we can get away if we can find a rope. The window isn't very high up." "Why do you want to get away?" "I can't go into a crowd like that, Tom. I'm not going down there." "I'll take care of you,"
said Tom, who had seen all sorts of cakes and ice cream in the sitting room.